It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Thank you for downloading the 233rd edition of the Lane Mitchell Show weekly podcast. Highlights from the past week's shows and sometimes some off-air highlights, too. In fact, this week we've got a phone interview with Hoxley Workman. And we've got all kinds of stuff to talk to him about. For one thing, new band called The Manatees, they're coming to town. We'll talk about that upcoming show. And more relevant still, Hoxley is doing a one-man cabaret show at the Citadel. He's there for like 2 weeks. What's the show about? Why do a one-man musical? Well, we'll find out. Thanks again for downloading. If you enjoy the podcast, don't forget to rate it on iTunes or, hey, let's be Facebook friends.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Transformer star Shia LaBeouf is retiring. That's right, good old Freedom 27. He took to Twitter saying that in light of the recent attacks against his artistic integrity, he's retiring from all public life. He says, quote, "My love goes out to all those who've supported me. Hashtag stop creating." Shia then paid a fleet of skywriters to write "stop creating" in the skies above Los Angeles. There's 25 grand well spent. And hey, do you watch TV and play with your phone or iPad at the same time? Well, if so, you're not alone. Second screening, they call it. It's a growing trend, with many saying they use their second screen to access additional content related to the show they're already watching. I'm amazed at how addicted we are to our phones. You know, I almost ran a woman over in the Walmart parking lot the other day. She had a phone in one hand, a Tim Hortons coffee in the other, and she was pushing the cart with her elbows. She wasn't able to turn her head to watch for cars, though, because she was so engrossed in her conversation. I just thought to myself, is this what we've been reduced to? And the no-pants subway ride was Sunday night in cities across the United States and the world. Improv Everywhere is a group that started the event in New York back in 2002. Riders were told to maintain a cool demeanor and act like there was nothing weird about being pantsless.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
'Twas on this day in 1907 that the first gold teeth were installed into someone's mouth. You know, as intrusive as it feels to have someone break into your house or into your car, last thing I'd want is to make my mouth a target for burglars. And speaking of fancy teeth, in this case diamond, not gold, which is clearly for hobos, Kanye West punched out an 18-year-old kid. You know, for once I'm actually on Kanye's side. I think most of us needed a good punch to the head every now and then at that age. It's healthy. And a man in the U.S. has created a website to let the internet name his daughter. NameMyDaughter.com is the website. Now, while his wife isn't due until April, there are thousands of submissions already. Leading the charge, Amelia, very pretty. Laquisha, all right. And Megatron. And Jerry Seinfeld and George, his former co-star Jason Alexander, they were spotted out in New York City together. The significance is not just in the reunion, but the setting. Tom's Diner, the same diner he and his friends frequented on the show. Rumor has it the shoot was actually part of a top-secret Super Bowl commercial. Well, we're 2.5 weeks out yet, and I'm talking about it on the radio. It can't be that secret.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Fox Sports plans to use infrared cameras during the Super Bowl to show the body temperature of the players. Yeah, is that really a detail that will enhance the football viewing experience? Like when a play wraps, will guys say stuff like, "Well, sure, Peyton Manning blew that Hail Mary, but he did manage to maintain a perfect 98.6 degrees, so, I mean, way to maintain homeostasis, am I right?" You know, I'm bored by the details play-by-play guys include at the game now. And divorce parties are officially a thing. Yeah, you've heard of engagement parties. Well, now divorce parties are popping up all over Las Vegas. Party planners are collecting thousands. Some divorcees are doing things like burning their wedding gowns, while others just simply go to the spa. And you may have heard that former Beatles Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr will perform at the Grammys later this month. You know, I didn't know this, but John Lennon was very nearly beaten up during a visit to the Playboy Mansion. Why? Well, he took a priceless original Matisse painting off the wall and then proceeded to put his cigarette out on it. Wow. Hashtag rockstar move, am I right?
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
A story made headlines in our province this week about a Spruce Grove man who brought a pipe bomb to the Edmonton airport. Now, well, eventually, airport security did confiscate the device. They never detained him. In fact, it wasn't even until he returned to Canada that they did anything. Just so this is clear in my mind, I can't bring a bottle of shampoo on the plane because it might be a bomb, but if I bring an actual bomb, I'm okay? Maybe I need to start smuggling my toiletries onto the plane disguised as explosives. And sex can make you smarter. Researchers from the University of Maryland found rats produced more brain cells after mating and credited frequent sexual activity with increased brain power. They were quick to point out that sex isn't the only thing. Sex, exercise, and Prozac tend to have similar effects. Sex, exercise, and Prozac. You just described my life in three words. And Justin Bieber is reportedly sweating what police may find on his phone. Bieber's place was raided earlier this week by police looking for evidence of egging. Yeah, egged his neighbor's place. Said neighbor claims it did $20,000 damage. Sounds like Bieber has quite the arm. Would he crack the foundation? Anyway, due to the high damage estimate, it would qualify as a felony. Bieber could actually get deported over this.
Catch this interview and other off-air highlights in this week's Lane Mitchell Show podcast. Free on iTunes and at Sonic1029.com.
Huxley Workman's on the phone. Now, forgive my ignorance, but I thought a cabaret was just a dance where they serve booze.
Yeah, I mean, for me, cabaret is that, what you're saying, and as well, it's a style of performance that would be consistent with what would go on inside the kind of place you're talking about.
Well, I heard Huxley Workman is doing a one-man cabaret show at the Citadel. I'm like, wait, is Huxley Workman just going to the Citadel to get drunk? I'd still pay to go watch it, don't get me wrong.
Absolutely I am going to the Citadel to get drunk. And that's the whole idea. The idea is that everybody's going to go to the Citadel to get drunk and watch The God That Comes. I mean, if you were a fan of my music all those years ago, my rock and roll shows weren't necessarily consistent with the shoegazing fashion of the time, and that I was kind of dancing around and wearing feather boas and doing costume changes and wearing makeup and the kinds of things that, as a Canadian rock and roll guy, you know, are a little bit frowned upon. So it's really, in many ways, a version of my early days that's neatly packaged within this 85-minute one-man rock and roll show.
And it's getting rave reviews. Like, this is sort of your first crack at this, and you knocked it out of the park.
That's so kind of you to say. Maybe this theater thing was a context that was just a little bit more fitting for me naturally, I guess.
Can we talk about Mounties for a second?
Oh, man, totally. I love Mounties.
You and me both.
Yes.
March 27th, you're playing the Starlight Room. Is there a record? Like, what's going on here? I've been waiting for details
here. March
4th, okay.
Which is my birthday, which I think it's because I've already had some wine this afternoon. It's the only reason why I said that, because I like to keep that stuff secret. But we've been working on it for over a year, off and on. I mean, I don't know even what to say. I'm so in love with Ryan and Steve, my collaborators, Steve from Hot Out Heat and Ryan from Limblifter.
See, I imagine this, though, Mounties as being like a three-way tug-of-war, and maybe that's what's so awesome about it, but you're a production guy.
Yep.
Ryan Dahl is a production guy. Steve Bays is a production guy.
Yeah, I know.
Who gets to steer?
You want to know what's funny? The cool thing is that we're all also frontmen of our own bands. We're all used to steering, and none of us are too intimately attached to our aggressive side of our egos. No one is fist fighting. It's definitely not, you know, like a Sting and Stuart Copeland situation. This is like a product of extreme compatibility, certainly not a product of like aggressive disagreement.
Well, I can't wait to hear the album. What are you going to call it anyway?
It's called Thrash Rock Legacy.
Thrash Rock Legacy, out March 4th, Mounties, March 27th at the Starlight Room, and then January 15th to 25th, The God That Comes will be at the Citadel. Thank you so much, Huxley Workman.
This is so lovely. Thank you for your time.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.